Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation. Thank you for calling Royal Fabrics. How may I help you this morning?
My name is Alana Wilkes, and I'm with Blue Star Garments Incorporated. We placed an order 3 weeks ago for several different types of cotton and linen materials, and we have yet to receive it. The order number is A6TTXF511, and it was placed on September 6th.
Just one moment. Yes, I have your order information here. According to our records, we shipped the requested items on September 10th. I'm not sure why you haven't received them.
Well, can you please find out for me? Our production team has already been put behind schedule.
Number 56. What problem are the speakers discussing? Number 57. When were the products shipped? Number 58. What information does the woman provide? Go on to the next page. Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon. This is Carl with Lintax Enterprises. What can I do for you?
Hi, my name is Lori Cormick. I'm calling because I've been expecting a very important fax from Mr. Miller concerning his bid for a supply contract. He was supposed to send it earlier this morning, but I haven't received it yet.
Okay, Mr. Miller just stepped out for a moment, but I'll give him the message as soon as he returns. Does he have your number in case he needs to get in touch with you?
Yes, he does. Thanks for your help.
Number 59. Why did the woman contact the man? Number 60. Who is supposed to send a fax message? Number 61. What will probably happen next? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation. I still can't believe that our regular hotel was completely booked. Have you found another place yet?
I went to the hotels on 1st Street and 3rd Street, but neither of them have enough rooms available for everyone on the tour.
Really? There has to be a place somewhere downtown that can accommodate all of us. Where do you think we should go next, 4th Street or 6th Street?
Let's go to the Fairmont Inn on 6th. I think it'll probably have enough space. If it doesn't, we can check 4th Street later.
Number 62. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 63. Why are the speakers searching for a hotel? Number 64. Where will the speakers go next? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Raymond, do you have a minute? Marcus is out on sick leave today, so I think we need to reschedule the staff meeting for tomorrow.
That's fine with me, as long as we can hold it in the morning. I'll be busy all afternoon.
Okay, sure. Also, Jason told me that he's not going to be able to give the presentation on our sales figures. Can you do that for him?
Of course. Just tell Rebecca to give me the presentation materials and I'll start working on it right away.
Number 65. Why must they reschedule the meeting? Number 66. When will the meeting be held? Number 67. Who will give the presentation? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
I think I need to make a change to the warranty we offer on our stereo speakers. It's good for 5 years and we're losing too much money on it.
I'll talk to the CEO about changing it to a 3-year warranty instead. Will that fix the problem?
I'm not sure. A lot of customers submit refund claims in the 3rd year. I think 2 years is a better choice.
Well, if we set the time limit on the warranty too low, customers may decide not to buy our product. Number 68. What seems to be the problem? Number 69. How long does the woman think the warranty period should be? Number 70. What does the man intend to do? Go on to the next page.